Welcome to the Stories to Love podcast, the podcast where I fangirl over creators and find out all about their inspiration in hopes to boost our own inspiration. I am your host, Tiff Marcello, an inspiration seeker and your resident fangirl. Hi, everyone. This is Tiff of the Stories to Love podcast, and this is episode 67. Today, I have another minisode for you, and this time, it's how I handle my routines throughout deadlines and life in general. After my last minisode, I was asked what my routines look like and thought that this was a perfect time to chat about it. I am under deadline at the recording of this episode, and I am leaning more into my routines than ever. So in this episode, I'm going to share my actual routines and how it has changed over time and how it helps me more often than not start on a better foot and end my days a little bit more peacefully. But before we head on over, I wanted to mention that my upcoming novel, When Jasmine Blooms, is up for pre-order. It's up on every retailer, and I've linked it in the show notes. I'm also running a pre-order campaign with Femfire Books for the print copies, and information on that as well as in the show notes. It releases on April 11, 2023, and it is a what-if story inspired by Marmee of Little Women, about a grieving woman who wonders what if, and that scenario comes true. So for my readers out there, bring out the tissues. Also know that this is contemporary fiction and not contemporary romance. And it is adult fiction and not young adult fiction. I wanted to make sure that I always remind you what kind of book I'm writing, and because I write in different categories and or age ranges. Now, there is still a marriage romance in the story. And this book ends in a hopeful tone, but it has threads of serious topics. And I hope you love it. I hope you'll be able to read my love for Marmee, Abigail Alcott, and mothers who have had to navigate grief in their lives. I want to thank all of you who have subscribed to this podcast. If you haven't, I'd love it if you click to follow so you can get notifications on every new episode. And if you have found this podcast helpful and fun, please leave a rating and review. It really does boost discoverability. You can even share this episode with a friend. For more information about me, Tiff, and submitting to this podcast, please head on to my website at tiffmarcello.com, and see you on the other side of the track. So, I'm on deadline. The first book in my Harlequin Special Edition series is due in 2 weeks as of the recording of this podcast. And if you can imagine, my life is a little chaotic. It's also spring season, which, like fall season, and to parents of kids that do sports or have activities, it is like activities galore. And it's also tax season. So for anyone who's an independent contractor or freelancer, you know what this means. I am drowning in receipts and in spreadsheets. And I am also in the last few days of my surgery recovery. And to my great relief, I am feeling better by the day. Though I am not at 100%, I would say I'm at 90%, which is better than what I felt before surgery. My enthusiasm is like at 150%. So what does a person do with all that? It means I have to have some expectation management, right? Lots of it. But it also means that I'm leaning into my routines. With so many things pulling in my direction, it can get super overwhelming. So with a couple of questions from my last episode about my routines, I thought I would touch on it since it is so important to me now and it's forefront and the first thing and the last thing that I do during in my day. Now with that, here's my disclaimer. I am here to help, but I can only relay my experience and learn from the and relay my experience and what I've learned from the generous writers that I have met throughout my years. So you can take what sounds right for you, or you can leave the rest, and I'm totally cool with that. So, to be honest, I don't like the word routine. Perhaps it's because it's become such a buzzword, along the same lines of self-care and authenticity and productivity, right? I mean, we all know the good and the meaning behind these words, but sometimes their definitions are skewed and so out of proportion, it doesn't seem accessible to anyone that has a real life. So what is a routine? I figured I would go right back to Merriam-Webster Dictionary to its definition, and they have defined it as a regular course of procedure. That's all it is. There's nothing in there that says that it's done every single gosh darn day, and regular meaning more often than not, nor does it define what a procedure is, if it has 2 steps or 10 steps or 12 steps. So if you ask me, if you can do a couple of things each day, you can call it a routine, right? So I think it's important to demystify the idea of what a routine is, because if you're like me and a perfectionist, things can go sideways if I feel like I'm letting myself or letting others down. But here's the truth of it all. No matter what we called it now or way back when, I have clung to my routines. Routines are my thing. As a nurse, you know, back in 2002 1998, when I first picked up used my stethoscope and worked full time, it was a necessary part of my work to handle patients, to provide them with their necessary care in a certain amount of time, you need a routine. You can't just go out there willy-nilly and hope that you're going to take care of 6 patients and do it to the best of your ability. As a mother, from when my first kiddo was a newborn up to now, and I have my 4th and youngest kiddo turning 13 in the next month, everything is about routines to get everything in check. So I needed routines to get them out the door in the morning. I needed a routine when they returned home from school. I needed a routine when I had a toddler with me while I was sending one off or taking one kiddo to soccer practice. I also needed it in my author career while I was working part-time and trying to start an author career, or now full-time as an author, and in moving a dozen times in the last 25 years and having to manage, you know, a deployed household, right? So without my routines, my ordinarily chaotic life would have been unsustainable. So if I am in sync with my routines, I am a hot mess. So what routines do I have in place? These days, I only have a morning and a nightly routine. Over the years, what I do within my routines have changed, right? And I have accepted that certain phases in my life, I'm going to have more time than others. But unlike what my people see in social media with routines that might last hours, like I saw one the other day where this person had a morning routine that lasted literally 3 hours. And good for them, but that's definitely not me. I don't have enough to bring every single day that's going to last like 3 hours. Like my morning routine is 30 minutes. My nightly routine is probably about 30 minutes. So let me share what I do. So these days I wake up and I try not to press snooze. I throw myself out of bed. So that is a thing in my routine actually, because it's something that was ingrained in me when I was a teenager. My mom used to say that getting up was heroic and throwing yourself out of bed was heroic. And it's interesting because I actually heard another podcast episode where somebody was talking about the heroic 5 minutes of the day. Well, let me tell you, like, parents were talking about it a long time ago, because my mom talked to me about it when I was literally like 12, when I didn't want to get up to bed, get out of bed to go to school. And of course, since I'm now in my mid-40s, I am my mother, so I am saying the same things to my children, right? So after I throw myself out of bed, I brush my teeth, get into whatever I'm working in for the morning, and do my morning skincare routine, which is about 4 steps. I don't do a full change into like my going out clothing or shower if I don't have anything first thing in the morning. And the reason why I do that is because my husband and I have a really good system in which he is a late sleeper and I am an early riser. So he takes on the teenagers at night to make sure that they are good to go with their homework, because my goodness, these teenagers are staying up way longer than I would like them to, especially if they're doing sports. So he handles all of that and makes sure they're in bed. And then I get up early in order to make sure they're out of bed. So I do my morning routine in the dark with my flashlight, and I try not to wake them when I get up. And so most of my morning routine, or when I'm upstairs in my bedroom, is done with the dim light of my phone. And then once I'm downstairs, I make coffee. Then I thumb on my prayer app. So I have apps that help me, and I have a prayer app, and I read the reflection and my prayer for the day, and I pick an affirmation and my list of affirmations and manifestation visualization exercises that I have written down that works for me, and I read one of those things. I think on those things. And then I write in my gratitude journal. Then I do a quick glance of my schedule to see what's on the docket today, and then I take two deep breaths, and then that's it. So for those of you who know that I'm such a planner nerd, you all know that I am all about my to-do lists and all of these things. But actually, writing my to-do list and visiting my planner is not part of my morning routine, because I consider that as part of my work during the day. So what does this morning schedule really do then? For me, it taps into my foundation and belief system. Right? First, it takes care of my most basic personal hygiene so I can come downstairs and feel a little fresh. And also, I feel like I've kind of taken care of myself. I've taken a couple of minutes to take care of myself. And then by doing my prayers and reading affirmations or doing a manifestation exercise, it puts me, and hopefully most of the days this works, it puts me in the mood where I'm like, okay, I am open to new experiences today. Like whatever this is, even if I'm waking up and I'm feeling stressed already, that exercise, you know, puts a lot of things in perspective for me, that I am one person, this is my world, and perhaps I can even improve it a little bit, right? And then writing in my journal, and this is a 4x6 journal. It's a Hobonichi journal. I'm going to put that in the show notes because I believe it is the perfect size for me to put down what I'm grateful for and to write down the things, the positive things that I know to be true. And then the deep breaths is a signal for my brain to go ahead and get started with your day. Now, my nighttime, on the other hand, is heavy on the self-care, as in, like, you know, really taking care of myself. Even if I'm hitting the pillow later than expected, I try to take my time and do my nighttime routine. I find that if I don't, I really feel it the next day. So what I do is that before I go upstairs to the bedroom, I glance at tomorrow's schedule just to make sure that there is nothing at 07 in the morning. I fix my desk to get it ready for the next day. Then I fill up my water bottle, because once I'm upstairs, I tell everybody, once I'm upstairs, I'm not coming back downstairs. Now, what takes time is my evening skincare. Besides brushing my teeth, which is like, you know, the whole mouth is like 4 steps. I have 7 steps to my skincare routine. So not as, you know, intricate as others, but definitely enough that I feel like I am taking care of myself, and it in fact relaxes me. Even if I'm starting out my routine stressed, by the time I'm putting on my moisturizer, I am actually breathing calmly. Then once I'm in bed, I pray or affirm myself to sleep. So my mother calls this giving up your worry, and I just have made it so that I pray and I affirm myself to sleep. So as a side note, the reason why I do that to bed, like I don't pray before I go to bed and then get in bed, like I'm literally laying in bed and the covers are on me and then I'm praying and I'm affirming, is because I am a natural worry wart about everything and about everybody. So I am actually good. And just to just to put it out there, right? I am really good at emergencies. So I made a really good nurse because of that. You know, when the stuff hits the fan, and that will happen in the life cycle of a parent. When stuff hits the fan, I'm very clear-minded. Like, I know what to do next and let us do this and what's the next step, right? But if I am generally just having a worrying, if I'm just worried in general about other people, I'm really a hot mess, and sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. So I'm never really worried about myself or my work, but of everybody else and things I cannot truly, truly cannot control. And I have accepted this about myself. So I guess the point of all this is that at night I have to do this part of my routine. I have to calm down. I have to lay down. Like the last thing I do is to think good thoughts or to pray, because sometimes I have to visualize my giving my worry up. So a lot of this is envisioning the heaviness of my chest being removed. Some days, to combat the worry, I have to reassure myself that I've done my best. As you can tell, my spirituality is twofold, right? It's a faith in God and, of course, and manifestation and affirmations. So, you know, to me, it is a symbiosis of both. You might have your own way, and that's totally cool. There's meditation. There is gratitude, you know, speaking your gratitude. And whatever that is, it's perfect for you. I think that's wonderful. For me, the evening is about calming myself down so that I can sleep. I have learned, you know, I am somebody who's pretty open. I have a CPAP machine. You know, I had surgery lately, right? So I've been pretty open about the fact that, you know, my health is not 100% perfect. I'm in my mid to late 40s. And sleep for me is number one important, because I have known life not sleeping well, and the difference is night and day. So for me to be able to sleep, I have to convince myself that for the moment, everything is fine so that I can go to bed. So some days are so hectic that I'm running as soon as I get up, right? So if I can't get in my morning routine sometime during the day, because I will try to get it at noon. I will try to get it at 5 p.m. You know, whatever I can do to get my morning routine in terms of, you know, stopping to read my affirmation, stopping to pray, or God forbid, hopefully I've already brushed my teeth. But if I can't get everything in, I just literally let things go. My routines are just that. They are not requirements for a proper way to live. Nothing bad is going to happen to me if I don't do my routines, but I'm certainly more clear-headed and intentional after I do so. It is like almost, it's like a marker, you know, it's like a beacon of light. If I can just focus on these small routines in the morning and at night, I feel like I have something to hang on to for the rest of the day. Now, while I'm on deadline, the whole point of this is to show that routines can fluctuate while in your life. So while I'm on deadline, my sleep schedule is a little bit of a mess in terms of the fact that I'm sleeping later and I might be getting up later. So as of the writing of this, I'm about 12 days before turn-in, which means I'm writing every moment I can. While from afar, it just looks like I'm furiously typing on the laptop. On the inside, I'm full of characters and plot holes and lines and arrows and dialogue boxes. I am full of drama. That's supposed to be for my book. And it's a glorious thing to be able to create a story. But at times, it can be all-consuming. It's sometimes like a fever dream where, you know, I've entered like this dream state and I'm just writing this book, and it is an amazing place to be, and I'm privileged to be able to have it as a career. But what happens is that once you're out of that dream state, you're exhausted. So last night I was so tired. I just wanted to crawl in the bed. I still had my makeup on my face, and I was like, I don't need my mouth guard today, right? But I got myself up to complete the rest of my evening routine. And this morning, instead of what could have been like a hangover recovery type situation with my makeup still on my face and raccoon eyes, today it took me today I woke up and I actually felt great. And while my morning routine took a little bit longer, I felt like I was still on track. So, you know, and then now somebody asked me, like, if you were a night shift worker, how do you do that? Well, I wake up whenever I need to wake up and I do my morning routine then, and I do my nightly routine whenever I return, which is in the morning. So that is it. I mean, it's pretty simple. Do you have a morning and evening routine? If not, try out to see if it works for you. If adding something that will calm you down at night or something that will clear your head in the morning will help during your days. And, you know, and at the same time, you know, try to make it as simple as possible, but also be flexible in moving things around and finding just that right thing to center you in the morning and at night. Well, and that is it for this minisode of the Stories to Love podcast, Handling Deadlines in Life with Routines. I hope it helped. And I hope that you are having a peaceful day. And I can't wait for you to listen to more episodes of the podcast. I have more lined up. It's just that I thought that this would be the perfect time, since I was so inspired, to talk about routines, because I'm in the middle of deadline now. But if you have any questions about the writing process, or if you have a book or author to recommend, head over to my website at tiffmarcello.com and look at the contact information there. You can leave me a note, or you can drop me a line at tiff.marcello@gmail.com. or storiestolovepodcast@gmail.com. And that is it for me, and I hope you guys have an amazing day. Bye! Thank you so much for joining me, Tiff Marcello, at the Stories to Love podcast. You can follow me through my newsletter at tiffmarcello.com and Instagram and Facebook page under Tiff Marcello and the Stories to Love podcast. You can support this podcast by leaving a rating, spreading the word, and picking up one of my books for you and a friend on my website at tiffmarcello.com. I'll see you again.